Welcome back to Cinema Vino.
Hello.
Hi.
Here with Taylor, Sean.
I'm back.
Travis is actually backpacking through Western Europe. I can't wait to hear that story.
Lake Tipidego?
is that what it was?
He's going to tell me that story, and I'm going to have no choice but to be seduced. Old Ken Adams.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Godzilla, and that's Travis's wheelhouse.
I know. It's very sad.
The monster world is his. It's his church, like we said.
I'm sure we could have a Travis Bud reaction episode. Mm-hmm. Travis reacts to this, and we should just film him.
It's going to be three times as long as this conversation.
Yes,
and it's just going to be him monologuing the entire time.
Yeah, we'll have to have the band play him off.
I love it. Yeah, I'm into it.
Let's do a Godzilla roar every time he gets off topic too far.
Well, I'm going to do a Godzilla. It's more like a cat, but
mm-hmm.
it works, a large cat.
Oddly enough, the movie is kind of based on a podcast at the beginning and then kind of rolls from there.
Podcasting does.
That is
podcasting
true.
Podcasting is integral to the movie.
Conspiracy theories and all that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like it. So we'll go around the horn. We'll start with Sean.
Are we just going to rank it or just talk about it first?
I say talk. What are your general thoughts?
I've never had a movie where I can so definitively feel the first act, second act, third act.
Oh, good call.
Mm-hmm.
Like you felt it every time it shifted, and it was not comfortable.
Mm. Jarring.
It was. And I mean,
agree.
It was exactly what you expected,
mm-hmm.
and at the same time, still disappointing.
Yeah.
It was the visuals were fine. They had tons of plot holes that they just kind of glossed over.
Left them, yeah.
Like, they just kind of, like, aside, they were just like, oh, man, King Kong, he really grew. But just somehow in the last, like, 3 years, he got really big from where he was. Oh, man, his scale has really gone up. Mm-hmm. And also, he's been around since, like, the ancient age.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He just hit a growth spurt, though. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
right
around the time that he had to fight Godzilla, who was about the same size as he is now. So
he had to make weight.
Right.
Yeah. So
just packing it on.
Get that man some carbs.
Yeah.
They really went out of their way to get a fight scene on a battleship.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, went into the center of the earth, which the Hollow Earth piece I thought was really interesting in the sense that it made no sense.
Exactly. I was like, I just don't understand it. Yeah. I was confused, and I wish Travis was here. I wish it was a thing. Because I was just like,
Hollow Earth is a big conspiracy theory. People think that's where, like, aliens
I did not know
or
that.
Came okay. from. Like, there's a whole thing with, like, lizard people, and Hollow Earth is very much like a big conspiracy theory. So it was kind of interesting to see how they played off of that. But mm-hmm. to see it be like a whole, like, weird Pangea of random monsters and, like, oh, this is where King Kong is from. He has a throne and an axe.
Mm-hmm.
The axe was kind of cool.
And the axe was badass.
Like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But it just didn't make sense.
No.
Where was the lava?
Yeah, right. We're just hanging out.
Where was the lava?
There was a lot of blue rocks, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of Walter White like.
Gravity just sort of, like, didn't exist because obviously they're the center of the earth. So mm-hmm. that's where gravity lives.
Yeah.
And so it's all, you know, and you can just sort of jump from one side to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big twist, the Mecha Godzilla, saw it coming. The first time you saw the bionic eye, you're just like, mm-hmm. I know where that's going.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, they became friends at the end.
Yeah. Dot, dot, dot.
That's about it.
Yada, yada, yada. You get like a wink from Godzilla and mm-hmm. he just fucks off to nowhere.
Yeah.
And King Kong just
I'll see you later.
King Kong mm-hmm. straight up takes a nap. He just he's like, oh, that was tough. I'm going to go take a nap.
Just bow tie.
I'm going to stare at my eyelids.
Done.
Yeah. It was just, it was so jarring that I want to see. I don't want to see a Snyder cut, but I want to see what cuts made the cutting Snyder room cut. Floor.
Yeah.
To see how, like, it actually fit together in the script, because
mm-hmm.
it did not come out that way.
The only thing I can say about it is that, and I wish Travis is here to correct me on some stuff, but I feel like this film benefited a lot from COVID-19 and put that bit straight to HBO Max
mm-hmm.
because this might have, I mean, been bad. I mean, did it go in some theaters? Did it go?
It did. Especially internationally.
Okay. It was like, but I mean, whoa, like that could have been bad. It was like they benefited big time from COVID.
Yeah.
Visual displays, amazing. Like, we watched it and I'm like, man, this is actually like pretty cool to watch. Mm-hmm. Going back, I think we even, our whole tech stream, talking about like the 1999 Godzilla. I mean, light years. It's just so crazy to see.
Yeah.
Hank Azaria was great, by the way. But it was like, it's just so crazy to say, like, man, that's just such a great visual display. But the story, it's just like, are you expecting me to keep following this? And you expect me to go to the next show? Which, I mean, sadly, I'll probably watch. Yeah. But it's like, as Sean said, there was a 1, 2, and 3, and everything just seemed like, oh, well, we're going to pass over this part.
They took a train to China.
It was like, there was like, just,
oh, we're in China now. Phase 3.
It was, everything was just, it was so wrong. And I just remember, like, we were laughing a few times watching it. I'm like, man, I love this because it's so funny. And like, you kind of think to yourself, is this what they're going for? Or are they trying to be serious?
Yeah.
Or are they trying to be like, hey, we're trying to, because I mean, there were tons of comedic lines. Well, quote unquote, comedic lines. And yes, I did the air quotes. And I was like, are they doing this on purpose? Mm-hmm. Or are they just, you know, trying to be super funny?
Yeah.
Regardless, the film was actually okay. Mm. It was the perfect HBO Max film.
Yeah.
If this was in theaters, I would have demanded my money back.
It was the exact movie I needed to watch on a Thursday night.
Exactly. I will agree to that.
Junk food.
It was junk food. Yeah. It was like, I mean, I wasn't fulfilled at all. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
It was like, I went through Netflix afterwards, but it was like, you know, still, it's worth the watch just for the visual display.
It was the Cinnamon Toast Crunch of movies.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
You still need some Top Chef.
No nutritional value, and there's some shrimp tails.
And minus the shrimp tails, but...
I agree. It's junk food. It is what it is. It's not supposed to be anything crazy. That kind of, to me, the few Godzilla movies I've seen, again, we're missing our professor over here with monster movies, but it's like the few that I've seen, it's like the dialogue's horrible. You know, the characters are clunky. God. You know, they're very B movie feeling monster movies. Yeah. It's like this one kind of follows that same kind of thinly drawn characters, you know, nothing too deep.
Like you swap out a guy in a rubber suit and it doesn't change the quality of the movie.
No, this is much better production, special effects, but the same feel.
Yeah.
I got two different vibes from it. Like I thought of Congo watching it. I don't know if you,
I was going to say that. Mm-hmm. Like the whole color situation is like, goddamn.
The signing gorilla, like the,
Amy. But what was the actual castle or the place they were looking for with all the diamonds in there? Oh, damn, it's going to kill me.
And then this one, I can't remember.
Yeah.
The other movie I thought of was Batman v Superman, whenever it's like the two icons fight until they realize they have a mutual enemy.
Yes.
And then it's like, why did you say that name? Martha.
King Kong is just like, Martha.
Yeah.
Do you bleed?
I don't know how I felt about that. Yeah.
I was like, this is Batman v Superman.
Yeah. Okay, which one is which? I need to know, is King Kong... I want to say King Kong is Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to say so.
Because he had to use a weapon.
Yeah, and Godzilla is more naturally powered.
Yeah.
So Godzilla is Superman.
So King Kong with prep.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's, I like that.
And somewhere Travis's ears just twitched.
Yeah.
That sentence alone.
And he will listen to this conversation and start sweating. Like it will make him anxious. But yeah, it was obviously a high budget, $200 million probably.
No,
150, 200
huge
million.
Cast.
Fuck off.
Huge cast. It was. Watching with my girlfriend, like she said the same thing. She was like, "How many people are in this?" And I was like, "Too many."
Yeah.
And it was like this was half their budget. This makes me sad. Mm-hmm. It's like, but you know, the visuals were amazing. Yeah. Again.
When it's like they want, that's what gets me is like you could have done any actors in these parts.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. You didn't need the A-list people to do those parts. It's like they were so thin. The dialogue was so thin. It's like you didn't need that. I don't know why they put expensive people.
Yeah, exactly.
get unknowns and put the money towards like special effects.
Can you tell me definitively if Millie Bobby Brown's character did anything that added value to the story?
No.
No!
Sorry, no. Yelled. She, it was like, it angered me.
It was pure just exposition.
Yeah.
It was just, I'm going to follow the trail of what's going on so I can then explain to the audience, oh, they're using Ghidorah's skull so they can talk to Mechagodzilla.
Mm-hmm. And I would love to, you know, someone out there is doing it. I'm just too lazy for it. I would love to see how much screen time she actually had.
Not much.
Of the whole thing. Not it was much. Just like, so what? She spent 2 days on set. Mm-hmm. She was like, here I am. And I'm out. Paid. Deuce.
And it kills me how, first of all, they get into these like Scooby-Doo shenanigans on these top secret
outposts. That's a good call.
They pop up in these like secret areas. How the fuck did you get into like the most?
Here's the elevator that takes us to sub-level 33.
And they're just taking that risk. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this goes to the center of the earth. Lower level. And it was like, what the fuck?
It's like you got the ultimate like planet-killing monster. Ooh, let's pour a little whiskey in the machine. That'll kill it.
Yeah, yep, right.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, that's the ultra high secret, like high technology stuff. It's like, sparks are flying everywhere. Yeah. Let's just pull this power cord over here, you know.
I do like that it was the most realistic hacking where he was just like, let me try this password.
Password, exactly.
Password. Oh, no, I'm locked out.
That guy might have been, was brutal.
And it's like, I was watching Batman and Robin for April Fool's Day. And it was like the scene where Batgirl is trying to hack into Alfred's like Batcave password. And she goes through a couple of them. Like she types in like London and then like Batman. And then it's like she types in her mom's name, which is Peg. The password to the Batcave is Peg.
Can you imagine though?
Not like, because of her mom's name.
Yeah. and that was the computer, that right?
A little weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and that was his personal computer. Mm-hmm. A, that's illegal. Mm-hmm. And I was like, second of all, what would you? We don't know Alfred. We don't know him very well. Mm-mm. And it was like, I mean, he could be into some dark shit.
He could be.
She pulls that up. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, Alfred, you going to jail.
Yeah.
If I were Alfred, I'd be like, that's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
You know?
When it's like, you know, he's down in that cave with nobody else and Batman's gone. It's like,
what's going on in here?
Making costumes for Robin. That's all he does.
Why did you say that name?
Yeah.
A lot of cameras, a lot of peepholes, a lot of upskirts,
a lot of bats.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's strange times down. That's the worst superhero movie ever made. I don't know much else in life, but that is the worst.
I think Travis...
Green Lantern?
It's worse than Green Lantern. Green Lantern might be Citizen Kane compared to Batman and Robin. I mean, Green Lantern's not great, don't get me wrong. It's not good, but this is rough. It gets worse every time.
I'm sure I could think of something worse.
Mm-hmm.
I have to rewatch it. That's Riddler, right?
This is Mr. Freeze.
Yeah. Oh, that Mr. one Freeze. Is dog shit. Yeah, yep, that one is dog shit. That one is dog shit.
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age.
Like, well, that's you. Arnold's best movie besides Kindergarten Cop 2.
And Eraser. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've just been erased.
Shit.
We have digressed. Anyway, we've gone off the beaten path. I'd say Godzilla was watchable, not great. You know, but again, it's not supposed to be great.
No, and And I don't want to knock the movie because, I mean, Travis probably agree with most of what we said. But
I think so.
It was the perfect movie to be released on HBO Max.
Yes.
I think theaters would have angered a lot of people.
I did like the monster fights. I will say it had good monster fights.
I agree, too. Yeah.
I mean, it's like you go to King of the Monsters, Godzilla Kingdom, which was 2 years ago, where you have, like, monsters fighting, like, out of focus in the distance in the rain at night. For a few seconds,
the close-ups on Godzilla when he would make the faces,
like the straight-on camera,
kind of
where
weird.
They were like, "Let's see what emotion is going through King, Godzilla's face."
King
like,
Kong, I mean, I was very impressed, but like the Godzilla, I mean, I know scales and everything, but every once in a while, I'd be like, "What am I seeing again?"
It's kind of like, weird.
Yeah, no. I didn't like the Godzilla close-ups, but King Kong was fucking on point.
Like, I know it was CGI. But it looked like a bad camera angle.
Yeah. I did not want the close-ups of Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
But
just like the Godzilla to camera.
Yeah.
And that was the other thing back to Batman and Robin. It's like I watched several shots that I think were unintentionally out of focus. Like they...
Really?
I mean, supposedly they spent like $150 million on that movie in 97. It was one of the most expensive movies ever made when it came out.
That ain't right.
And
they just put it on Batman's black card.
Which never expires, which is handy.
Shit.
His credit is immaculate.
Oh, yeah. He's got to have a high... It's like, 825, that's ridiculous. But it's just like, I'm looking at some of these shots, and it's like, man, I don't think that Uma Thurman is supposed to be completely out of focus here. It's like, how, that's very Ed Wood like, where it's like you shoot something like that, and it's like, ah, it's good. Just print it, move on.
Yeah.
You know,
got the shot.
It's amazing how stuff like that comes out. It's like,
shit.
This movie costs over $1 million a minute, and you have shots that aren't in focus right.
Who directed that?
Joel Schumacher.
I was going to say Schumacher.
And the same thing with Godzilla. It's like, how do you have like camera angles that aren't what necessarily what you were going for? It's like, for that much money, everything should be exact.
When it's CGI, you can make it whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, you're directing out of like the mind's eye.
Well, like, and I'm sure Travis would know this more than we would, but like, was this in production for a while? Did COVID push it back a little bit, or was it
push back the release?
It did. Okay. Mm-hmm. So again, I know Travis has always said this, but like, you've had a lot of time to go back on this. And then, like, you know, and I wouldn't fault any director, you know, director, editor, whatever, like, hey, I did this. I got to go to my next project.
Yeah.
And just kind of like, you know what? It's okay. Whatever. So I can see people doing that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, when you have that much time and you know it's about to be released, like, let's just give it a once over real quick and just make sure we had everything dialed in. Mm-hmm. And.
And of course, you're going to be limited as to, like, you can't do reshoots for a lot of stuff. I mean, it's like, you know, you may not be able to depend on quarantine to do, like, new dialogue.
You can reshoot Godzilla, though.
Yeah,
you can
do new CGI, for sure.
You would think with that much time to push it back, you could have a few more screenings of, like, your friends and be like, oh, what do you think of my Godzilla movie?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's...
And all of them were just like, oh, man, that was awesome.
Movies like Star Wars and, like, Toy Story benefited from that. Supposedly, George Lucas showed Star Wars to, like, Scorsese and Coppola. Like, he did a screening with them.
Yeah.
And Spielberg. And they gave him, like, real feedback on it. It was a private screening of just directors.
Wow.
And so, that's how he knew. That they helped kind of walk him through what they would change. Supposedly, the first screening of Star Wars, like, that was a disaster.
Really?
It was bad.
Yeah, I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, they give him tips. And that's supposedly Toy Story was that way, too.
Really?
The first screening of Toy Story was a mess. And so they went back and...
Interesting.
Again, they did it. One of the people they hired was Joss Whedon, actually, to go back and rewrite Toy Story from scratch.
Huh.
Side trivia, one of the things he came up with was making Buzz Lightyear unaware that he was just a toy. That was one of his contributions.
I would like to see that. Is there an NC-17 version of that? Of Toy Story?
Is there a 4-hour long cut of Toy Story that I can watch?
I don't think my brain can handle an NC-17 Pixar movie. That's more Woody than I want to see.
But that's kind of cool, though. That's very interesting.
It's a lot of...
That's a great rewrite. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's... I mean, movies have benefited from, like, showing it to other filmmakers and getting their advice on it.
Interesting.
How many filmmakers do you think saw Godzilla versus King Kong?
Shit.
Yeah, Scorsese and Coppola and Spielberg. supposedly Spielberg called during the production of Waterworld and told them don't ever film a movie on water. Like, he specifically called the director, like the makers of that, and said don't do it, and they did it anyway.
So yeah, that's about right.
There's that.
Well, they did it twice anyway.
It's like, Spielberg...
Well, that guy, what does he know?
It's like, hang up on him.
Yeah.
Let's go shoot this thing on water.
If only they had shot Jaws on location.
Mm-hmm. And that's that's what he told him. It's like, Jaws was a disaster because we filmed it all on water. You know,
didn't, like, someone died on the set of Jaws, didn't they?
I don't know if anybody died.
The animatronic shark, like, definitely maimed at least one person.
And it was a crazy shoot. It broke down repeatedly. Yeah. I mean, it's like people got sick filming out in the water. I mean, it was rough.
Yeah.
So, and then, even filming the opening scene with the actress being attacked, she got injured doing that because they were pulling her with, I believe, piano wires under the water.
Shit.
And
that's how you lose a limb.
Yeah.
It was like different time for stunt actors.
I mean, like, I know it's a small role, but I mean, can we get a different prop?
Fishing line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was like.
And supposedly her screaming in that scene was real. So, because she was really being injured.
Acting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's how you get the performance.
There you go.
Put somebody in water, pull them under.
She's done so much since.
Mm-hmm. Wherever she is.
Yeah.
Her career really sank after that. So any more thoughts? Godzilla. Mecha Godzilla. Meh.
More like meh Godzilla.
Mecha.
Yeah.
It should be watched.
More like King Dong.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
It should be watched, but I mean, I don't know. I'm not familiar with a lot of the movies, but I would love to know where Travis ranks this one in particular.
Yeah.
And we will have a special podcast where Travis comes in and has a reaction to our podcast.
Yes.
And we'll just film him directly. Just
mocking us.
But, yeah, just mocking us. Yeah.
And our lack of...
But, I mean, I know this for a fact. Godzilla didn't... He didn't talk in this.
No.
And he didn't, I believe... I think he danced in one of them. And so I think that puts this one up a little bit higher. Because mm-hmm. I know that I've seen scenes that he talks and he kind of dances.
Yeah.
He didn't do that in this one. That might be... A thumbs up.
And it's like the Jaws where the shark roars. I think that was the fourth one. The shark yeah. comes out of the water and roars.
Yeah.
And it's like, I watched that when I was about 10, and I was like, I don't know much. That's not accurate. That's
not how things, yeah.
I don't know a lot about sharks, yeah. but I do know yeah, this. Like,
it's like, that sounds a lot like a panther.
It's like, yeah, I'm no marine biologist, but. Yeah. It's like, yeah. No, no.
No, that would be a lot more terrifying if they came out of the water and roared like jungle cats. Yeah.
No, and I think like the maybe the more disappointing piece of this is that it is the culmination of multiple movies kind of coming together.
Mm-hmm.
Like this was like Kong Skull Island, and then it was also the Godzilla movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was called Godzilla, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And King of the Monsters.
Yeah.
Which was
it just seems like for something that was like built up to what it was supposed to be more.
Yeah.
Like Batman, Superman.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And like now and it just kind of feels like it's a movie that belongs in the middle of a movie marathon.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I will say, thankfully it was like 2 hours, not even.
Yeah. Hour 53.
Yeah. I will say that like in the history of like, you know, hey, longer films, that was nice. Yeah. And
I wasn't looking at my watch, but I was rolling my eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another 30 minutes. That would have peed my bridges.
It would have been bad. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have been sitting in a puddle. So
30 more minutes of King Kong doing sign language out of nowhere,
which again, you know, there's only one Congo. There's only one,
I know.
You know,
Amy
gorilla.
Yeah.
Nice gorilla.
I remember there was a sesame cake involved in there somewhere, but
that was the best.
Mm-hmm. Great cast in that one too.
It really was.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if Goldblum was in that, but he should have been.
He should have been.
Bill Pullman was in that. Yeah. And Laura Linney, I think.
Yeah,
I think there was a big all-star cast.
I mean, they weren't all-stars at the time.
No, but they became that because of that fucking movie.
Yes.
That came out the same time as Outbreak, I think, which was like the big...
Oh, God.
Dustin Hoffman.
And Cuba.
Yeah. And that was with the monkey that had the virus.
It is, yeah.
That was a magic time.
The early 90s were just monkeys.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Again, even Friends.
Friends, yes.
Yeah.
First couple seasons.
Marcel?
Yeah.
Marcel.
Yeah. We just watched all 10 seasons.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Because the little boy loves the Friends theme.
He just likes the clap. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the song.
Not yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, the clap was a college thing for me, so thankfully. Yeah.
Hello.
This has been another episode of Cinema Fino. And I thank you very much again. Sean Jordan, Taylor Owens.
Hey.
Much appreciated.
Travis somewhere.
Travis, wherever he is, again.
Backpacking through Austria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, just making love.
He went to the bathroom to beat his meat. Hand got tired, so he used his feet.
Was that a haiku? That was almost a haiku. That felt like a haiku.
Was that Ralph Waldo Emerson? Was that
Took the road less traveled by, and that's made all the difference. So we'll see you next time. And yeah, tune in for our Winter Soldier Falcon podcast.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can listen, rate, subscribe to Cinema Vino, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you choose to listen to your podcasts. My movie reviews are available at toddwoffordmovies.com. Wow.